Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and happy Wednesday to everyone within the sound of my voice. Today is April the 3rd, 2013. I hope everybody is doing very, very okay. I know the weather is still doing its thing in different parts of this country, but hopefully things are settling in and we are finding ourselves even more and more prepared for spring, if you would. Right off the top, I'm a little clearer, as you all can hear. I am recovering nicely from a very, very busy last week and getting into some even busier weeks as we see them forthcoming, not so intense, though, all at the same time. Before I get too far ahead, I want to give some mad love out to Kyle Holder at Power Underrated and his wonderful co-host and Lord knows, Ja Rastafari. So my memory, I killed me, man, because a delightful young lady, as is Kyle, and they gave me much love on the air. We did an interview, a little chat, sit down about Full Moon Madness and the CD, and it was just a delightful vibration. So hopefully they won't hold it against me that I don't remember everything, but I'm on top of it. That's when I learned what a drop was. This is how you know my ass is old. At the end of the show, and me never know, they said, well, Ms. Cleo Leon, give us a drop. So I thought they wanted me to drop some pearls of wisdom. I saw me do that. And then after, my boss said, no, you were supposed to open for them show. You're listening to Power Underrated. Yeah, so. Me, I said, well, me never know. I said, how am I supposed to know? Me not know. So now education is continual, Zine. And now I know what a drop is. So I don't even think it's going to sound right to me ask somebody for it. However, comma, I get it. So I apologize and I will do better as I continue to move forward. Quick update because I'll be on Haitian All-Stars on Friday night around about 8:30-ish. So tune in. Going to be joining the regular crew of the Haitian All-Stars. So mad love out to One Shot, Nitrasit, and the Harry, and all the rest of the crew, and the folks over there at Miss Lily's. Mad love always. Really excited about coming back and talking about the CD and talking about the documentary and some of the really cool stuff that we have jumping off this year in 2013. So I think it most apropos. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you all feel so inclined, I would encourage you to tune in. Otherwise, you'll be able to also get the show on demand. So now we've got a couple of interesting topics today. I just want to preface it a little bit because you all know I'm really in my efforts. Right now I'm trying to stay to the positive. I am tired of beating a dead horse. However, someone emailed me this very mind-boggling story, and I was a little bit ired with myself initially because so often we get caught slipping by the powers that be utilizing the art of distraction. And here is a time when there was so much going on that the art of distraction is just now starting to surface almost some 11 years later in this one specific vibration that we'll be discussing today. And that is the law that was passed by New York City Mayor Bloomberg. Called Stop and Frisk. And this law has been in motion, in practice, for almost 11 years now. And why we are not just looking at the reality of it, why we are just now beginning to discuss it is because there is a lawsuit. There is quite a significant federal class action lawsuit that has been filed against the city of New York. And so we're going to be talking about that today. And I will be apologizing because, once again, I got caught slipping. I got mixed up in the distraction. And certainly the distraction was much broader at that time than what they had us focusing on. But now we're here and we're looking at the stats. And these don't look so good. So I want you guys to come on back. But before we get started, we're going to go ahead with that conversation. We're going to go ahead and name our small business of the week. We're going to do that, and we will be back in two shakes. How about we chat about some dog pack snacks? Love your puppy today. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441. Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. All righty then, I got to encourage you all to go on ahead and make a trip out to Bednar's, man. It is well worth the drive and it is well worth the time. You know, to take the ride, without a doubt. I enjoyed some of their own special canned or special jarred jalapeno jelly. Rastafari, delicious with a little manchego. Can't even tell you. But by all means, go on out there. You will enjoy the experience and you absolutely will enjoy the fruits of your labor and the fruits of the labor of Bednar Farms. All right. It is Wednesday, and you all know on Wednesday we like to name our small business of the week. And it's very interesting because I don't set out to search them out, but people will make a recommendation or I'll be looking for something online, and then I'm absolutely tickled by the information that I receive, and I'm absolutely encouraged by the number of small businesses that are out there that are accessible to us all. However, I had mentioned to you that the CD release party for Full Moon Madness, we were very, very excited to be able to make the majority of the party, probably a good 90% of it, biodegradable, recyclable, and with thought and consideration for Mother Earth, the planet, that is. And so it felt quite nice. And in the effort of doing that and doing a little bit of additional research on what kind of products are actually out there, I found myself on this most delicious website entitled Paperless Kitchen. And I said, oh, what a lovely concept. And then that is www.paperlesskitchen.com. And let me tell you something. I have an issue with paper towels. And you say, well, what does that mean, Ms. Cleo? You got a fetish for paper towels? No. However, as in a kitchen, you wipe down your counters, this, that, and the other. I'm a little bit anal because I like to put things on the counter. I like to not be worried about putting something on the counter. So I find myself personally the best way to, even if you have taken a sponge or a handy wiper or something in the kitchen to wipe down the counter, I like to take a damp paper towel and wipe it down again because the paper towel doesn't have a chance to gain any germs, unlike another application with like a sponge or a rag or something that you would, clean off your counter with. And so I've always been very dedicated to using a paper towel. However, what I found that was so delicious on Paperless Kitchens, and my partner is like ready to run out and buy a case because she's so tickled. They have, and I want to, please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, but it is called Bambooey Reusable Bamboo Towels. Now, the towel, the roll itself is $12.99, all right? Each, and so now I know you're saying, well, Ms. Cleo, God, that's expensive. When's the last time you went to the supermarket and bought an 8-roll package of, let's say, Bounty or Viva or Brownie, any other ones that are supposed to be at the top of their game? I guarantee you that you are going to spend anywhere from $6.99 to $8.99, depending on whether you have coupon or whether or not it's a sale. But paper towels themselves are quite expensive. So if you are looking at me and saying $6.99, what with these paper towels, they actually come on a paper towel, holder, so that you don't have too much difficulty making the transition, because somebody like me would. So I think Bambooey was very smart. But here's the vibration about these paper towels. They are reusable. They are environmentally friendly. And what happens is you can wash them. And you can rewash this roll of 20 Bambooey sheets, all right? And it replaces, are you ready for this? 60 paper towel rolls. I'm not talking about 60 paper towels. I'm talking about 60 paper towel rolls. So let's say that we all get 8 rolls in our paper towel pockets that we say, for example, we spend $7 for, all right? So that's 8 rolls. 8 into 60 goes, what is that, 9, no, that's 72, 8, 64. Okay, so 7, 56, all right? So if you take that, 7 times 7, which is 49. That's $49. And that's on the sale price. That's probably more closer to probably $54 compared to $12.99. All right? Now, I don't know 60 paper towel rolls. I probably use one a week. So that, again, still given that, and you put that, you're talking about 6 months of paper towels easily. You understand? At the minimum, 4 months. So still, when I look at something like this, I save myself money. And I am also being very conscious of the planet and what she requires and what we all need to be doing as individuals, in my personal opinion. I'm not trying to preach at anybody, and I'm not trying to judge anyone. Now, here are some specific features about the Bambooey towels. Each roll comes with 20 sheets of Bambooey towels. One sheet can be used up to 1.5 weeks. Gotta love it. Towels can be washed up to 20 times. And the sheet size is 11 by 5 by 11. So I gotta tell you, that sounds really wonderful because I am going to be ordering my towels. So I will be able to get right back to you all to let you know how indeed I'm feeling about these towels. And I'm very excited about it because bamboo is delicious. We do not understand bamboo in this country. They do understand it in other countries, but we do not understand it here. Now, on this, on the paperless kitchen, they also have cleaning tools and supplies that you can purchase. They also have other more substantial cleaning cloths like you would for the home, the dust, et cetera, et cetera. They also have dinnerware. They have gloves. They have picnic items. They have coasters, and they absolutely give a shout out to many of the other brands that they utilize. There's one here that I have not looked at, and it's called the Eco Lunchbox. I'm curious to see what that looks like. The Eco Lunchbox, healthy people, healthy for the people and the planet. What I'm again loving about this website is that they speak out to the individuals that they work with. So this Eco Lunchbox was actually created by a woman by the name of Sandra Ann Harris, who was tired of packing her kids' lunches with products that were bad for their bodies. And she has kind of, taken a whole nother vibration to it. So here again, they have such wonderful information on this website. I really would encourage you, if nothing else, to go and check it out. Now, what I will say is that Ms. Harris looks halfway around the world to the Khatri villages in India, where skilled craftsmen have been producing beautiful products with non-toxic ink for centuries. So I do want to qualify that some of these things that she does go outside of the country to do, this one particular individual at Eco Lunchbox. But again, it's in an objective to try and be conscious of the planet as well. We're really trying to bring it all the way full circle. But, I mean, some wonderful avenues for you all to visit and go down and really enjoy some of the knowledge here on this website. And I think that you all will greatly, greatly appreciate it. I know that. I'm glad that I found it. And actually, we are hoping, as we speak, to be able to get Paperless Kitchens to come on and talk to us and educate us. You understand? Talk to us and share their story, because I think this is brilliant. And I think it's wonderful because I haven't found something this functional. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then I want them to come on and really educate us in the ways that we can indeed. They also have a blog. It's a wonderful website, and it's very clean and free shipping with every order. Let me tell you something about free shipping, my dears. When I go on a website, the shipping vibration may change my mind on where I buy a product. You understand? Because if I know, I ship things all the time in my business, so I know what shipping costs. And when somebody's trying to make a profit plus on shipping, I get a little distressed. You understand? Simply my choice. Others, all for it. Me, it's just not my choice. What I love about any website that says, look, you know, we so appreciate you, and we understand it, and we'll send it you U.S. State Postal Service, which I'm fine with. I don't need UPS, and I don't need Federal Express, because I hope to never be in that much of a hurry. And if I do, then I know what I have to pay. But they free shipping. Love it, love it, love it. And you can probably figure that the stuff that they're shipping you in, recyclable, very planet conscious. I'm very conscious of Mother Earth herself. So I want to just give shout out to thank you for this wonderful idea. We look forward to chatting with you all on the air. I'm so stoked. Please, again, you guys, go on there. I'm thinking about buying some of the silverware. It's some funky stuff, man. But here's the deal. Change is change. And we get so stuck in ways of doing things. I'm all about opening it up, getting rid of the boxes, getting rid of the boundaries, and let it rock. You understand? Because this is the new model. This is the new book. This is the new age for, and I don't mean new age like they've been talking about it for the last 20 years. This is a new time frame, and it's so exciting. And if we can get excited as opposed to focusing our energy on the negative, then I think we have got at least a third of the battle taken care of. So much love again. One more time out to Paperless Kitchen. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and give them some love. And then make sure you stay tuned in so that you can come back and listen to their interview. She'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right, my dears, we're going to take one more brief Pause for the Cause, simply because you know it's going to be about that time. We're getting ready to get on, and we're getting ready to have the real 100 conversation about what's happening in New York City and how we all got caught slipping and how we can fix this. Back in 2 shakes. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo 2, for keeping the planet in mind. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. Alrighty, my dears, let's go ahead and jump on in. You know, it's difficult sometimes because I would prefer to leave the politics completely out of the vibration. But you all know if I am stepping to the politics, it's because I feel like the media hasn't, or they have glossed over something, or they have left a integral part out of the equation, or they have decided not to consciously talk to us, me, you, about the things that are going on. Now, here, you know, these statistics to me are startling, and definitely a bit disconcerting. So you all know I get a little bit wound up. So I am trying not to get wound up right off the top. But here's the deal: as much as I could go down this rabbit hole. And here's where we got caught slipping. This law in New York City, stop and frisk, was created in 2002. And in 2002, we know this entire country was very afraid. In 2002, we let them get away with the Patriot Act. In 2002, we let them move all manner of agenda forward in order to keep the masses safe. And it was in that time that stop and frisk was born, the child of Mayor Bloomberg and, let's see, their chief of police, and I have his name, his name is here somewhere. I'm not a big fan. So unfortunately, certainly he was not able, the police chief was not able to do it without the mayor. So personally for me, I'm going to leave the responsibility right at his hands. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. There we have it. So when they did this, when they moved this legislation through, I don't think any of us even took a moment to look at it. And here we are, 11 years later, and there is actually a federal class action lawsuit that is in motion right now. That is being heard right now, that contends that the practice of stop and frisk is unconstitutional. And here is something that's quite interesting. There is a young man who secretly recorded his stop and frisk in East Harlem, or actually on East Harlem Street in 2011. And he has the potential to become a key piece of evidence, as well as his tape, in the proceedings that began last week to determine whether or not this policy, this law, relies on racial profiling. Now, some of you out there are saying, well, you know, Ms. Cleo, you all are being, you all, meaning black folks or brown folks, are being a little bit sensitive, and certainly the world was a different place in 2002, and we have all of these excuses, right? And here's the deal. If you don't live in New York and you don't live in a part of town where the people are predominantly brown and white, let's say that I say we bring this to your town, and then we're going to make sure our profiling criteria is blonde hair, blue eyes, green eyes, 5'4", alabaster skin, and freckles. And we're going to come and we're going to stop everybody that looks like that. I bet you don't like that. You probably even think I sound silly. And here's the deal. I would agree with you. That's why this sounds so fucking ridiculous to me. But I'm going to go ahead and let you all know some statistics. Say, well, Ms. Cleo, you're talking a lot of emotion. Let's break it down with some numbers, because you all know I love the numbers. This one was most upsetting to me. Wall Street Journal, so this isn't me quoting any kind of activist group. This is not me quoting the ACLU. This is the Wall Street Journal, my dears, and I'm quoting. The Wall Street Journal said that the number of stops of black men between the ages of 14 and 24, 168,000 last year. That number exceeded the total city's population of black men between the ages of 14 and 24. How is that possible? That means that at least 10,000 of those young men got stopped 2, 3, 4 times. Here's the deal. 70% of those stopped were black and brown. 70% of those stopped were black and brown. And 88% never received a ticket, never received a summons, never were arrested for doing anything. Now that's just sad. And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of apartheid. That reminds me of a Botha's South Africa apartheid. That's spooky. Do you know that on March 14th, that the New York mayor and the New York police commissioner celebrated a very odd anniversary? It was the 5 millionth stop and frisk encounter since the installing of this law, since this mandate. The 5 millionth stop and frisk encounter. Imagine if we could turn that stop and frisk into just $3. That would be $15 million. What could the city do with $15 million? Right? As opposed to harassing black and brown men on a continuum between the ages of 14 or 24. If you ask me, they're looking for employees. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean the word slaves. To keep the prison complex going. Right? Because this makes no sense. And again, we got caught slipping. Because here are some more interesting numbers for you. When, in 2007, they took a look at the numbers, all right? And of course, Michael Bloomberg, in his first year in office, they instituted this stop and frisk. That first year, 2002, 97,296 people on the streets. By 2007, 5 years later, with the Bloomberg administration pushing the stop and frisk strategy, the police made more than 500,000 stops just by 2007. And last year, the record rose to almost 700,000 people. And once again, the percentages are so fucking out of balance. 87% black and brown. There's just something wrong there, my dears. You know, and how we are continuing to sit here and think that this is okay. It's not okay. And this is, and we didn't know this. Here's the deal. We didn't know. Art of destruction. We were fighting Afghanistan. We were fighting Osama bin Laden. Motherfuckers were chasing after Miss Cleo back then. You understand me, I say? Them will destruct you with every doggone thing they can. You have the war in Iraq. We have all of these things going on. They have us taking off our shoes at the airport. They won't let you bring through a tube of toothpaste, even more than 3 ounces. But yet, we are sitting back, and we sat back and watched them build an apartheid system in New York City. Are you kidding me? Really? And here's my problem, because y'all know I'm getting ready to go there, don't you? Boys done gotten a little quiet. Mayor Bloomberg. My dear, dear, dear man, I am fearful that you are weaned entirely too early as a child. Because it is interesting to me that you have spent a significant amount of your extended administration as mayor of New York City being over-concerned with what people are drinking. You understand what I'm saying? You're worried about the soda. You're worried about the infants, whether or not they get enough breast milk versus Infamil or another different kind of formula. Really, dude, you need to put your energies in a different place. And my dears, we need to stop buying into the distraction. Because in this distraction, we have had two federal class action lawsuits that didn't just get filed yesterday. But we're too busy watching Lindsay Lohan, and we're watching General Petraeus, and we're watching all of this rest of this bullshit hanging from this cliff, swinging from this over here, debt ceiling, fiscal cliff. They're keeping us distracted. They're keeping us distracted because this is not making it to our living rooms. This is not making it on the regular news. Now, say, Ms. Cleo, you keep talking about this lawsuit. Can you give us some more details? It is called Floyd versus New York City, a federal class action lawsuit filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights challenging the constitutionality of stop and frisk. Now, this began, as I said, 2 weeks ago. And so this will be going on, and this will set a precedent. And I personally, myself, with some of the many things that I have researched, the base that I come to is that between the mayor and the police commissioner, their whole objective is to instill fear. Let me tell you something. As I get older, I have no intention of retiring in this country. And part of the reason I would not retire in this country, and this is no disrespect for the people of this country, but the reason I won't retire in this country is because if I am somewhere else, when I visit other places, when I visit other countries, I'm not getting stopped because I'm black. I have to actually be doing something wrong. You understand what I'm saying? In order to be stopped anywhere. When I walk in Europe, no matter the country there, I'm not worried about the police fucking with me because I'm crossing the street. But guess what? Here in America, that's a worry every motherfucking day. And I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. I myself, many of you out there, come on, you know, we can keep it 100. You understand? To all of my brethren out there that are soft butch lesbians or are really hardcore butch lesbians, you all know you get stopped by the police because they think you're a man. You understand? I get stopped by the police because I'm just a big black person. You understand?
and we get harassed. We get profiled for whatever reason. I love to wear a rasta tam. Sometimes, you know, feel free to do my hair. Stick it up. If I go outside after dark, into the car, I'll take that tam off. I don't care how bad my hair looks. Because guess what? I don't want them pulling me over. You understand? And I have explained this to friends of mine over the years. You know, Cleo, you're too sensitive. They've been non-black. No worries. I love them to pieces. You're too sensitive. Really? Really? I don't think so. If this is what can happen in New York, my dears, when I say to you, it could be coming to your town soon, Rastafari, I can't speak no more greater truth than that. You understand me? I saw a goosebump running up and down my spine and my shoulders right now. It scares me. And I no break nobody's law. You understand? But we got upset when they talked about doing it with the immigrants in Arizona. Another destruction. Another destruction. Because these people in New York that are walking from here to there, this one little boy that got the tape recording, how brilliant is he? How courageous is he? That little boy got stopped 3 times in 1 hour. 3 times in 1 hour. And he was waiting to get stopped because he wanted to record it. He wanted to be able to share with people. And this is a child. There are other people out there that have stopped and recorded stop and frisk moments. And they're all just horrific and they're horrendous. And I don't understand what New York mayor and New York police commissioner think they are going to gain from this. But here's the deal, my dears. I'm going to keep it on the conspiracy level now. Because you know what? Let's introduce it over here. Let's see how long we can get away with this. Okay, well, the gig is up. The gig is up. Because see, they can't bring that to Florida. They can't bring that to San Francisco. They cannot bring that to Chicago. We won't let them. They can't bring it to Austin. That's not going to work. We want to talk about gun control and what our rights are in Second Amendment. How about the right just to walk up and down the damn street? Because here's the deal. They're creating the fear. And this is why a year ago, you have a mother and a father who had to say goodbye to their senior son in high school because Mr. Zimmerman, a little too overzealous. Because we've created the fear. We have purposely set out to create the fear. And the fear is real. Because I'm telling you, this is why I will not remain in this country. Once I get to the age of, I know I'm going to sit down and retire. Because I want to be able to go and take a stroll on the beach and not worry about the police bothering me, you know. I want to go be able to take a flower and throw it into the ocean and not have the police bother me. I want to be able to do all manner of things without worrying about the police bothering me. Well, Ms. Cleo, I really don't understand why you're so stressed about it. You didn't do nothing wrong. When I was 18 years old, I got stopped by the police. 6 squad cars, about 8 cops. And for an hour and a half, they verbally berated me and told me that I robbed a liquor store. And I had not. And they tried. They ripped out the car seat in my car. They tore up my trunk. I had one short white sergeant who berated me for the entire time and told me if he had anything to do with it, bitch, you're going to jail. So yeah, I got an issue with the fact that these people, the men and women in blue, feel they have a right to talk to me like a dog. And I have not ever been arrested. I have not ever seen a jail. I have not ever broken anybody's law in the way. I think I ran a red light. Ooh, must have been about 30 years ago. Didn't mean to. Got a ticket, paying my ticket. Done deal, man. But how do you get the right to just roust everyday people? Solely and wholly based on the pigmentation of their skin. We're sitting up here and we're upset about the Voters' Rights Act. It ain't going to matter. If they can get away with this, it's not going to matter. It'll be irrelevant. because it won't matter. You won't even be able to walk to the damn pool. Nonetheless, drive, Daya. And so we're talking about stop and frisk. What if that just starts to happen now? It didn't stop anybody on the street. I decide I don't like the fact that I think you should be driving that car, so I'm going to stop you and frisk you. I'll stop and rip out the back seat of your car. And then these two individuals, at a time when this country was afraid, at a time when New York City was very afraid, and they came in and they took advantage of the vulnerability. They took advantage of the situation. And now, I'm absolutely gobsmacked at the continual vibration. Let me share some more numbers with you all. And some of you are saying, Ms. Cleo, I'm good. I don't need any more numbers, all right? Too bad. We gotta chat some more numbers. Let's see. The New York ACLU has produced the following. They indicate that in 2011, percentage of stops resulting in a frisk. Almost 60% for black and brown, and a little over 40% for white. There is still a significant difference in those percentages. And stop and frisk that resulted in 2011, that actually resulted in a weapon being found, this you're going to love. This you're going to love. Black and Latino, 1.8%. of the stop and frisks resulted in a weapon being found for black and Latino. And for white, 4%. They found a gun. You see what I'm saying to you? Now, that's based on whatever percentage of whites that they actually stopped. But these are the numbers. So this program is not effective. I don't care what Bloomberg and Kelly have to say. They're lying to you. And what have I said to you? That if they're trying to scare you, if they are trying to frighten you, if they are trying to talk you into giving up your power, they're lying to you. Because there's no reason in the world a 15-year-old little Latin boy should have to be concerned with wearing a tape recorder on him so he can protect himself. Really? Is that what we've come to? Why don't we all then wear tape recorders? Because that's what we're going to get to. And I would just hope at this point, I am in my mid-50s, getting ready to kiss 60 in the mouth. And I cannot believe that a 14-year-old boy, a 15-year-old boy is still as afraid and still as scared as I was 40 years ago. What progress? The progress you speak of is progress on the surface. I need some real progress. And this law is unconstitutional. And you know what, folks? We're going to have to step it up. We've got to speak out. We have got to say something about this kind of thing going on. Now, the commissioner and the mayor claim that they can accredit this new stop and frisk strategy. What the hell strategy, my ass? He's just wrong. With a 50% drop in the city's murder rate. Really? So that means you stopped so many white people from killing folks, right? Because clearly the chart indicates that you found weapons on the white folks 2.5 times more often than you did on the black folks. I just want to be clear. This woman, because, and I'm saying black folks and white folks, you all, because here's the deal. This is what they're basing it on. This is not Cleo setting up the rules. They're basing it on pigmentation. Now, comparing 2003 and 2011, stops increased by more than 500,000, while only, are you with me? Hold on. Okay, that's 8 years, right? Stops increased by more than 500,000, while only 172 more guns were found. Okay, that's like bringing a water hose to a 3-alarm fire because it ain't going to cut it. It's just not going to cut it. That's a jump of finding one gun for every 266 stops versus one gun per every 3,000 stops. So 2,999 of those stops ain't going to produce a damn thing. The 3,000th one will be a gun, and it is more likely than not that you'll find it on a white man. So why is it that the black and brown are the ones that are being targeted? Once again, you know, some of you may say, well, Ms. Cleo, you're being a little bit extreme by comparing it to apartheid. Really, any of you that might think that, I want you to go do a little research on apartheid because I don't think you know. I was protesting and lobbying about apartheid back in the day. Do you understand? Back in the day when Nona Hendrix was still around. Back in the day when Hall & Oates were still a regular singing group. Back in the day. So go do some homework. Because Bloomberg last name starts with a B, just like Botas did. And it was the Bota regime. And there were a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? Family long, it was the Bota regime that put apartheid into motion in South Africa. And I got to tell you, this is a little bit spooky that we all sit here and we find ourselves concerned with Honey Boo Boo. I ain't got nothing against Honey Boo Boo, Lindsay Lohan, and the rest of this shit when we allow this kind of thing to continue to go on. So I am going to tell you all to make sure that you stay up on the two cases that are now being heard in the city of New York. And I give much respect and much love to all of the folks there in New York that have gotten out there in the streets, and they have made their feelings known. They have stood up to the government and said, this can't work. This, you are stopping good working people. This does not, it does not work. And for some young man to have to be that concerned as he moves about the cabin, if he's not doing anything, that's, you want to instill a whole culture full of fear? And that's when I challenge, what growth? I don't care. This is not growth in this country. This is gross to me. I don't care that there's a black man in the White House. That don't mean nothing to me. Because trust me, let me tell you something, brother man. Let that black man go to the wrong neighborhood, not have his CIA people with him. Let his black wife, who's a big girl, go to the wrong neighborhood, not have her CIA people with him. Put a Scully on him. Put her in some jogging pants and let them walk around midnight. And see, don't they get stopped? How about that? Because nobody's looking at who they are. They're just looking at the color of their skin. Rahm Emanuel, same way, he'd get stopped. He don't look white enough to me. You understand? Colin Powell, same way. You know, so this is a problem. This is an absolute problem. And if we don't get in a position where we stop this, where we make it real clear that we are not going to tolerate this kind of abuse in this country, no matter who you are, no matter what flavor you are, I don't care. We cannot tolerate this, people. And we have to speak up. We have to make some noise. Like I said, you all know I'm not big about beating the 12-foot pile of manure. But there was no way that I could walk away from this one. And I'll tell you why. It's because I got mad at Cleo. Because I got caught slipping. I've been on the air since 2009. And I've covered many a politic topic, you understand? I've covered enough issues dealing with racism and racial profiling, etc., etc. And I'm a little bit pissed at Miss Cleo that I got caught slipping. And I let this one get by me. And that it's taken this long for me to jump on and say, uh-oh, this is a problem. And so, folks, we have to continue. So if you even see something like this coming to your town, coming to your city, jump up, man. Don't wait. Don't wait for it to start to percolate. Because if they try and slip it in under your nose, you know how well they do that. All right? So I just want to keep you guys abreast of that. And when we come back, what we're going to do this last few minutes of this segment, we are going to speak to the new farm bill. And we are going to speak to my great disappointment with the President of the United States and the rest of the politicians on this insulation of one of the biggest GE and GMO creators in this country. All right, back in a few, my dears. have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends, looking for that right limo service, then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love. White Apron Catering, elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985, in Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. All right, my dear. Say, well, Miss Cleo, boy, you sure are on a rant today. Well, I'm not trying to be on a rant, darlings. I'm just trying to make sure that we stay as informed as we possibly can. You all know how I can get. And I think that the ranting comes from the fact that I'm just friggin' gobsmacked by the wag the dog concept. You know what I'm saying? It's a tried and true strategy. The art of destruction, another tried and true strategy. And unfortunately, it works entirely too well and far too often. And at some point in time, we've got to wake up. We really do. And if you do wake up before everybody else does, then speak up. All right? That's a nice little neat plug for a track on Full Moon Madness. Check it out. And get it on CD Baby, iTunes, or Amazon.com. My boss is very happy with me that I was able to sneak that in. Takes me down a level. But then I'm going to get all upset again because I'm going to talk about the farm bill. Got to tell you, if it was up to me, I would put President Obama on a timeout. Because in the farm bill, I think I believe it's H.R. 5973, that he just recently signed, it gives Monsanto a complete pass legally. There will be no opportunity, according to Section 733 in the Farm Bill, to sue Monsanto now or in the future for any type of birth defects, deformities, any other extenuating, damaging situations or vibrations that are created as a result of their GE on their GMO foods. Wow. I wonder how much that cost them. You understand? And that takes us right on back to K Street, my dears. You understand? I'm a little bit tired of how many times I have to mention that, here, we're not doing this because, oh, that's right, that lobby lives on the 7th floor, and oh, okay, we're not doing that because that lobby lives on the 9th floor. And this is what's happening. And we are sitting back, and we are allowing it. Now, perhaps we can't stop that, but you know how we can exercise our voice without having to go picket, without having to write nasty letters or whatever the case. We can, and I keep going back to this, we can determine where we will spend our dollars. We can determine that we will let our actions speak volumes over our words. And sometimes a whisper is heard so much better than someone screaming at the top of their lungs. And so that's why we're going to keep talking about GE and GMO free foods. We're going to keep pushing forward the desire, the request, and the need to have labeling. We are going to stand our ground as individuals, and we are going to call them on the carpet each and every time they try and pull the wool over our eyes or serve us a plate of shit and tell us it's filet mignon. Because this is the only way that they're going to stop and start checking themselves, you know? And I genuinely feel that way, and I genuinely believe that. So I want you all, we're going to keep you apprised. We're going to keep you on board. We're going to keep you knowing where we need to speak up, and we're going to stay on top of these two cases in the New York State Supreme Court vibration right now, as well as on the federal level with regard to the class action lawsuit as well. And hopefully and gratefully, this will be Bloomberg's last term. He won't get a chance to re-extend his appearance time, and hopefully police chief or police commissioner Kelly will do the same and retire early. That would be only to the benefit of New York City and the black and brown young men between the ages of 14 and 24. Brethren, I am sorry. I apologize because I am older. I am old enough probably to be from 14, absolutely to be your grandmother. And I apologize because we fell down. We got caught slipping, and we did not cover this so that you don't have to relive the same madness that we lived 40, 50 years ago. So I apologize. And as I move into more of my gray-haired years, I got to tell you, I'm not going to drop the gauntlet anymore. I'm staying as committed to it as I can. And going to try and instill that same courage and that same support to all of you out there within the sound of my voice who are younger than I am, who have a bit more energy, and you are committed to bringing things to the surface, sharing your knowledge, and then getting it done. All right, my dears, that's my time today. As always, it is delicious to come and chat with you all. Please share this information, share this story, not because it's bad news, but because it means that we have to stay vigilant. We have to do our due diligence, and we have to stay on top of the program. Until next time, and until Friday, my dears, peace.